This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Greg Sharp back at halftime. It's 24-0. Nebraska with a lead over South Alabama. We are delighted to be joined by University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds. And great to see you. A little better halftime stop here than last week, right?
This is a great halftime.
Yeah, we love these things. Tell you what, well, it's also great with some news you got this week about the growth at the university. Tell us all about it.
Greg, big week. We just announced the highest enrollment at the university in more than 20 years, almost 52,000 students. And here at UNL, a record high enrollment with more than 25,000 students, as does the University of Nebraska Medical Center, the University of Nebraska at Omaha. Those institutions are up as well. And what that means is that more students and families are recognizing that we provide a really high-quality education for a great value.
22-year enrollment high. Let's talk about this. Where are these students coming from? What are they studying? Give us some details.
Sure. So we're seeing growth in some really important areas. For example, here at UNL, the College of Business and Agricultural Sciences are up. Obviously, those are two very important fields for Nebraska's workforce, so I'm excited that we're seeing progress there. We also have some indication that we're attracting more students from other states like Iowa, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. That's a really positive sign because we know that when those students come here for school, oftentimes they stay here and work, and that's just important to the future of our economy. So another point of pride is that our student body is becoming more and more diverse, and that tells me that our efforts to expand access to education to students who have traditionally been underrepresented in higher education are paying off for us now.
All right, are we satisfied? Is that it? Can we grow some more?
No, so anytime that enrollment's up, we're excited. But the fact of the matter is we have to redouble our efforts. We have to focus much higher. If we truly want to be a giant in higher education, we need to be a much larger enterprise. In the past, we've talked about 60,000 student university. I think the number is closer to 70. A bigger university in Nebraska that will continue to focus on quality is really better for our state.
That makes a lot of sense. How do you go about recruiting all those students then?
So I think there are a few things that we can do. First, I mentioned expanding access to underrepresented students, and we need to do everything that we can to ensure that every single Nebraskan who qualifies that wants to attend the University of Nebraska has to do so. And we have to figure out how to do that cheaper and on time. We know that students who take an extra year take on as much as 20% more debt. So that means reaching out to more minority, more first generation, low income and rural students, and talking to them earlier. You can't wait until they become juniors or seniors in high school. You really have to start talking to middle school students and parents, and even elementary students and parents. And so, I grew up never thinking I would ever have the opportunity to go to college. Mm-hmm. And high school teachers and middle school teachers made a difference in my life. They talked to me about the importance of going to school. And so that's what we have to do, get out into schools and get teachers, counselors, and principals to be our advocates.
Any other ideas to help us grow?
So there are almost 300,000 individuals in the state of Nebraska who have completed some college but haven't earned a degree. These students had to stop for some reason. Perhaps they were focusing on raising a family or working full-time or perhaps performing military duties or some other obligation took them away from their education. So we need to be smart about how we reach those students and get them to the finish line. And so imagine if we just captured a small percentage of that 300,000, what that would mean for our state in terms of economic prosperity. And we know it's important. We know that an individual who completes a bachelor's degree, on the average, earns $1 million more over the course of their lifetime than a student who gets a high school diploma. That's important. We're going to get hyper-focused, and we're going to grow our university.
Sounds great. Very exciting times. And, again, congratulations on the numbers. A lot of hard work. A lot of people went into all that, I know.
Thanks. A lot of people working. And, the greatest news about this good news is that the best days of the University of Nebraska are ahead of us.
Very good. Have a great week.
Thanks. You too.
Hank Bounds, University President, join us here on the Halftime Show. We've got a lot more Halftime coming up.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.